You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Watching a little bit more closely, there have been a couple of people that have been putting like low-light films together of him in the first three games. And it is obvious. It is real obvious. I would hope that the Knicks would take some of these films. I'm sure they are. And they would send them to the NBA office and say, look, this is what's going on. I mean, it's a shame because he's a great player. I mean, his three-point shooting last night was ridiculous. I mean, it's like he shoots down at the basket.
Yeah, and when he gets going like that, he's unstoppable. That's the guy that won the MVP. I didn't know if he was capable of that type of game in this series. He showed that he was. And he's so savvy and smart that he realized that he could probably get away with anything in game three after what happened at the end of game two. The officials in that game with the 2-minute report and the missed fouls and all the stuff and blowing the lead and everything else, and they're coming back to Philadelphia and you feel like you got to even things out, which is the dumbest crap in the world, but this stuff does happen. And Joel's like, you know what, I'm just gonna just push the limits and then see what happens. You're gonna actually throw me out of the game? You're gonna tee me up? This crowd will go crazy, want to kill you because there's already blood in the water. And he used that to his advantage last night. And he crossed the line. And he crossed the line so much that one of our key players, especially in defending him, might be out for the rest of the series in Mitchell Robinson, which sucks. And I don't want to knock on Mitch, but I mean, the guy's like, he's made out of balsa wood, man.
Yeah, but this is, you don't expect to get tackled. But then again, I don't think that Embiid expected to take an elbow or a shoulder to the solar plexus.
Solar plex.
Yeah. But I don't know. It's just when you look at all of it and you put it in context of what's going on here and then some of his comments after these games and then the way you watch him on the court and how he's always screaming for a foul.
Yeah.
I've never seen a guy. I mean, like, I know that there are guys that talk to the refs all the time. But I mean, like, these three games, he is like having a full game conversation with the referees from the moment that the ball is tipped to the moment that the game is over.
Oh yeah, yep.
I mean, he's yapping at them the whole game.
Yeah, that's been his career, you know. And he's an intimidating guy like that, gets a lot of calls back home, team down 0-2. I mean, he knew what he was doing.
I think you're right. I didn't even think about. In that context that you put it in, I didn't even think about it that way. You're right. He could have gotten away, and he did. He got away with a lot last night.
Yeah, he was basically saying, I challenge you to screw us again somehow. Just, I challenge you to tee me up. I challenge you to give me a flagrant two. I challenge you to do that after the 2-minute report and everything else. Just do it and see what happens in this building with these fans.
You won't
be able to get out.
You know how the NBA operates? Do you think that the NBA, when they're dealing with their officials, and I know the NFL does this, they talk to officials after every game, they go over every game, different calls, different situations, because so many things seem to pop up for the first time ever in an NFL game. So they're always in constant contact with their officials. I mean, do you think that the NBA is in contact with their officials, that when a guy like this goes off the way that he did last night, and I'm not talking, when I say go off, I don't mean to go off about shooting and playing defense. I'm talking about elbows, grabbing people by the legs, sticking your ass out in somebody, you know, that's coming running at you. I mean, yeah. You saw all these things that he did last night.
Right.
Lifting your foot up and, you know, kicking an opposing player in the junk. I mean, like, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
Do you think the NBA tells their referees, look, man, we got to protect our stars. We don't want to throw them out of the game. We'll call fouls on them, and we'll call flagrant one fouls on them, but we don't really want to call flagrant two or throw anybody out of games.
Yeah, I do. I think that that's either directly communicated or it's a unspoken thing that's been going on forever. I will say, though, that he got his free pass in game three. He's not getting a free pass again. He got it last night. He pushed the limits. He did what he did. Now that all these videos in slow motion of him twisting Mitchell Robinson's leg and the stick his ass out on Ananobi and kicking in the groin and all this stuff, now that all that stuff's out there and you're going to be sitting on this for 2 days with the video out there, there's no way he's getting away with that crap in game four. He can't. I mean, you can't let him run roughshod like that. It's a horrible look for the
league. I would tell Knick fans, just keep sending it into the NBA. Just keep hitting that Twitter feed.
Yeah.
And send it right there. Send all these videos. Look at all this crap that he's pulling. I mean, it is garbage, man.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.